Well, we are 100 years on in a very different world, and to that end, there are many different ways of looking back. What do you think your piece adds to the discussions and how we look at that war and sadly knowing sort of where things went after that?
It's a very good question. And many different composers could have written a great war symphony. And I can see that maybe an atheist composer, of which there are many, I'm sure, would have written a more kind of nihilistic work and concentrated on the loss. I can understand that. And it would have become a very dark work, I think, reflecting, obviously, the darkness that existed. I think the difference is in the Great War Symphony I have written is it comes from a perspective of Christian love and Christian hope. And I've chosen texts that all, by and large, speak of that hope, even though many of the texts also speak of terrible, terrible loss. For instance, I read a diary entry by a young British man, 17 years old, who spoke, many of the diaries I read spoke of faith, either lack of it or an accepting of it, an acceptance of it. This particular young man wrote to his parents saying that he had had no faith and that he blamed God for the loss of life, immense loss of life and pain and suffering. But he said he attended a service before going into battle led by one of the army chaplains, and he said there were 2,000 men in all present, and they all sang the hymn Onward Christian Soldiers, and it was very moving to read his account. And for that reason I did include one verse of Onward Christian Soldiers in the first movement. I think it's this aspect of the war, the positive aspects that came out of the loss, that I hope pervade my symphony in a way other memorials or different forms of memorial may not.